Welcome to Conspiracy 101, where we solve the mysteries everyone is wondering about. Welcome, Daniel. Wow.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Bob. And thank you for creating this podcast, Conspiracy Theory 101.
There, we'll make the music go down there so we don't have to do that. But I like have, the music.
Energetic.
It's very energetic.
Yeah.
Tonight, we're going to talk about Skinwalker Ranch. Have you ever heard of Skinwalker Ranch?
I don't know that about Mr. Really? Bob. Yes. Oh, what is that?
Well, there's a ranch, and it's called Skinwalker Ranch. There's actually a television show right now on the History Channel called the... what is it called? The Mystery of Skinwalker Ranch? I think that's what it's called. And they talk about it as well. But it has a long history well before this television show. So let's dive right into it. How's that? So
yes. Go ahead, Mr. Ma.
So the Skinwalker Ranch is based in the Uinta Basin, which is in Utah. So if let's bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
I will, there we go. I'll share my screen here just a second.
Yeah,
there's a ranch in Utah called Skinwalker Ranch. And there you go. Can you see it?
Yes, I can see
it. And you can see there it's in the Uinta Basin. There's a couple of different maps here we can bring up. This is like the Google Map version.
Uh-huh.
And then here is another aeronautical map of it. And there's what it looks like. Skinwalker Ranch. See that? It's got a weird shape to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in the Uinta Basin, and it's has a lot of weird things happen to it. It's a 512-acre property. It's in what they call UFO Alley. That's what they call it in the 1950s. The ranch is also the only place on Earth where a billionaire, the Pentagon, and a scientific team have all focused their resources on a single portal. They believe there to be a portal at Skinwalker Ranch. A portal to where? We don't know.
Oh, my goodness. There is a portal. I wonder.
So the legend of Skinwalker Ranch goes way back, because the Uinta Basin was obviously not always, the Native Americans lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Europeans weren't there. Native Americans were there. And so it goes all the way back to Native American lore. And the history of the Navajo and the Native Americans had the conflict during the Civil War era, and there was a curse put on the land, the curse of the Skinwalker, which is a malevolent shapeshifter. And that's why the local tribes have avoided the property for over a century. Now... Skinwalker, let's definition of a skinwalker. Do you know what a skinwalker is, Dave?
Mm-hmm. No.
Have you heard of it? No?
No, Mr. Bob. This is the first time.
So,
skinwalker, this is the first time.
A skinwalker is a figure from Navajo mythology described as a harmful witch who can transform into, possess, or disguise themselves as an animal.
Animal.
The term skinwalker translates to "with it he goes on all fours," and these beings are associated with malevolent magic and actions contrary to the Navajo cultural values. And so they named the ranch Skinwalker Ranch because a lot of weird stuff happened out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it kind of got its name. So there's a brief mention of the area in the 18th century because Spanish explorers said that they saw fireballs in the sky in this area. Because there is actually even talk of there being hidden gold out in Skinwalker Ranch or in that area. So
for I the like
Spanish,
that hidden gold.
Spanish gold.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, interesting, right? So then in 1905 to 1994, so now we're coming up to modern times, the Myers used to own the ranch, and it's they consider that the quiet years. So Kenneth and Edith Myers lived on that ranch for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
And while they rarely spoke publicly, the Shermans who took over the ranch next found there's dead poults on the inside of every door and heavy chains on the outside of cabinets, suggesting that the Myers had issues, but they never talked about them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Kenneth and Edith Myers lived there for 60 years, and I guess weird stuff happened, but they just didn't want to talk about it. Because whenever the next people showed up, there's pictures of Kenneth and Edith Myers right there.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the next people showed up, all this weird, business was happening there, right? So deadbolts and chains on cabinets and things to keep them from opening. So in 1994, the Myers family, I'm assuming, because they probably passed away, died. And the Sherman family came in 1994. Terry and Gwen Sherman took over the ranch at that point in time. I'm going to bring them up here.
Mm-hmm.
So there they, let's see if I can find them here. Got the Terry Sherman right there.
Mm-hmm.
The UFO database.
Oh, wow. So,
there you go. So they took over the ranch in 1994. It to raise cattle. That was their thing. They were going to raise cattle. Okay. The first day, they encountered what they called the bulletproof wolf. So wolf. A giant wolf approached the family and attacked a calf. And reportedly, Terry Sherman shot it with a .357 Magnum several times, and it never bled. It just turned around and walked away.
Wow.
That's scary, right?
Scary, yes.
Then everything escalated. So then they also had cattle mutilations. So they would find their cows dead and cut up as if surgically, at surgical precision, would remove their organs. It would happen all during the day. So they would check on the cattle in the morning. They'd come back later in the day. They'd be dead, cut up.
Oh, my gosh.
And they didn't see anything. Then they had poltergeist activity, the vanishing of household items like keys and tools, only for them to reappear in impossible places. So they put their keys on the table, and then their keys would show up like in the bathroom, which they never put their keys there. And they saw orbs. There was blue orbs that allegedly vaporized three of the family dogs.
Mm.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So then the Shermans did not enjoy any of that, so they left in 1996. And that's when Robert Bigelow, who was an aerospace billionaire, he owns Bigelow Aerospace, he buys the ranch for $200,000, and he sets up a group called the National Institute of Discovery Science. And he does 24/7 surveillance with physicists and biologists on the ranch.
Okay.
So they're collecting data and as to why this ranch has so many weird things happening. So between 96 and 2004, here's a few things that we know about the ranch.
Okay.
Researchers reported a shimmering cloaked entity in the trees that just kind of like a ghost.
Weird. Okay.
They had electronic interference, so equipment failure becomes the normal. So batteries drain instantly. Cameras are blinded by unknown frequencies. So as they're trying to capture all this stuff, yes, weird stuff is happening, and they can't control it, right?
Yeah.
And so, I'm going to get you a new picture up here.
It's a weird one.
It's very weird stuff happening.
It's not the haunted one. Yeah. Probably so just an alien.
So here's the show. The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch is the show that's on there. So, who knows? We don't know if it's aliens or not. So the NIDS team is there, like I said, until 2004. And they conclude the phenomenon is precognitive, meaning it reacts to being observed. So whatever is happening on that ranch reacts to them trying to pay attention to it. So after the Bigelow folks leave in 2004, eventually the Pentagon of the United States owns, they take over the ranch. And they use, it goes through the Defense Intelligence Agency, and they fund $22 million study via Senator Harry Reid to study the ranch. So the United States Pentagon spends $22 million to see what is happening at this ranch between 2007 to 2012. So the introduction of the hitchhiker effect, where researchers reported paranormal activity following them home to Las Vegas and Washington, D.C. after visiting the ranch happened. But not much else is known during that time period because it's government, you know, government-funded research, which they don't talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then in 2016, Brandon Fugel bought the property. He's a real estate mogul who lives in Utah, and he buys the ranch and takes it over in 2016. So he puts a team of people there, which include the people who are on The Secret to Skinwalker Ranch, the show on Discovery Channel now, which include Eric Bard and Travis Taylor, and commits to total transparency through television. So he wants the film and tell everybody what's going on. So they are doing that now. The show's still on the air. And they see, they identified an area called the Triangle on there, which is a part of the ranch where GPS signals fail. And they cannot, like, you can have your GPS going and it'll tell you you're in a different place. It'll tell you you're underground. Everything fails in that area. They also found that there's a 1.6 gigahertz radio signal that appears right before a UAP or UFO appears in the sky. So they'll monitoring the radio signals, they'll get a 1.6 gigahertz signal, and then they'll see a UFO. And 1.6 gigahertz is not it's not for, like, you know, your radio stations or anything. The only thing it's supposed to be used for is for space to ground communication. But there is no, they're not launching rockets out there. It's not supposed to be happening in that space. So it's something weird. They've also found an invisible dome or blockage that's approximately 5,000 feet above the ranch. So the dome extends above the ranch 5,000 feet where anomalies happen. So it's kind of a weird area. They've flown planes through it, helicopters through it, drones through it. And every time they go through this area, they get different results because the data they're collecting is not the same from the GPS and from other measurements as it is whenever it's going through other parts of the ranch. They also found that there's metal fragments and voids inside the mesa. So if you look here in these pictures, you can see the big rocks there, right? That's the mesa. And so they found via ground penetrating radar and other things that there's metal and even like caves down in the mesa. Oh, there's a shot of the main buildings there on the ranch. As well, and here's the people who work there and are on the TV show. That's Travis Taylor, Eric Bard, and a couple other folks that do the show. Let me see.
So until now, he's still live.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff happening there. So they've already drilling into the mesa right now. They have been over the last few years, trying to reach those metal fragments and things, but are having a hard time of it. So they believe, they have a theory that there's an interdimensional travel there. There's a portal, on the ranch, and that's why all these weird things happen. And so they're not sure who's doing it or why they're doing it, but they know that something's happening, right? They also have a theory that the ranch itself is sentient, so it knows what's going on and it reacts to it. And so they always have this statement that on the show that whenever they dig, weird things happen. If they dig a hole in the ground, weird things happen. And sometimes people even get hurt. For instance, this gentleman here, if I can click on it here, with the cowboy hat, he got a brain, had a brain lesion after he dug a hole, a big hole on the ranch. Just out of nowhere. He was perfectly healthy, fine. Starts digging, and then something happened to his brain. He had to go to the hospital and was, out for a while. But stuff like that has happened a lot. So, and that's why all these people studied it, and they're currently still studying it. And they'll shoot rockets up into the air, and they deflect, even though there's nothing up there that you can see with your naked eye. He's pointing at a UFO out there in the distance. A lot of weird stuff happens at Skinwalker Ranch that no one can explain. And so, but the interesting thing to me, here's one with the helicopters traveling back and forth doing scanning. But the thing that's interesting to me is the fact that so many people have been involved in studying this area, right? So, it looks like you're on a different planet half the time because it's so rocky and rugged. It's like a different world already. But it is interesting that people can't explain it. But they do think that there's a portal above the ranch, and they have caught UAPs going in and out of that portal. Let's see. I might be able to find that. It's a UAP portal. Let's see if we can find a picture of that. That's not a very good picture. But you can see they're flying a helicopter over the ranch. They may not have a lot of those online because it's a show. They want you to.
Watch it live.
Yeah.
Where they can watch Mr. Bob? YouTube or?
History Channel.
History Channel.
I watch a lot of it on YouTube, yeah. But History Channel is where it's at. But they have all kinds of interesting things happen, and it's one of the mysteries. It's one of the mysterious spots in the world. Here you go. I'm looking for UAPs, though.
I think that's the Bermuda Triangle in Utah.
In Utah, yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it is. It's like the Bermuda Triangle in Utah. You're exactly right. But they keep finding these things. And this is, the show at least, is really interesting because it's almost every episode, something weird happens. See something. They, they captured a ball in a field that just appeared and disappeared, which was kind of cool.
Amazing. They cannot detect.
Yeah. And so, they constantly are finding stuff. Let's see if they show that. They may not have it on there because they really want you to watch the show, but, there's an interesting, unexplained phenomenon baffled the owner of Skinwalker Ranch. So there's this light out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all this stuff happens there. It's wild.
I think Mr. Bob, our topic last week is related to our topic for today. They cannot detect because the alien using the zero-point energy.
Oh, zero-point energy. Could be. It could be.
Gosh. That's correlated, so right?
It's one of these places on Earth that stuff is happening. It happens consistently, and they don't seem to understand it. And that's one of the interesting things. So the only thing they know is before something happens, they get this 1.6 gigahertz signal. And if they get it, then they can look around and they'll see something happen.
That's the energy. Now
they have found, you know, I mentioned earlier, the Sherman said they had a wolf, a big, big wolf, a dire wolf-sized wolf that they shot, and it didn't seem to affect it. They've actually found footprints on the ranch, like recently, not way back when, of these huge wolf footprints. They're so big that they're considered to be the size of a dire wolf, which is a wolf that is extinct. And they're still there to this day, and they found a carcass of what they think was a dire wolf as well. Mostly degraded because it was dead, right? So, yeah, just a lot of weird stuff happening there.
It's a portal.
You should go. You should travel down and go there.
Yes, we need to go, Mr. Bob. We need to do go together and see something, what is really happening in there. Who knows? We are the one.
Who knows? But yeah, Skinwalker Ranch, you went to Basin. It's the middle of nowhere. Like I showed you on the map, it's not anywhere. It's not near anything, right? So
it's the only ranch over there, right? Because it's...
No, there's other ranches. There's other ranches, but there's just not a lot of people.
Isolated, huh?
Yeah, very isolated.
We need to go
there. Yeah, if you look at this, so here, if you look, there's just nothing. It's just like there's ranches. These are like, these circles are
green meadows,
irrigated farming, right?
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing around it.
A barren land.
Yeah. So if you look, here's, there's... The closest thing is Salt Lake City, which is still very far away. You're almost in Colorado over here. So, yeah, very far away. Very remote. Most people don't go there.
Mm-hmm. But we are interested to go, right, Mr. Bob?
Sure. You can see here, it's really up in the corner. So this is Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And this is Wyoming. And this is Montana. So it's in the middle of nowhere here. I'm interested. I would love... I actually was not too far. I went to Salt Lake City two years ago.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't that far, but yeah, I could not get my wife to drive all the way out there.
Let's do escapade. Hunting.
I mean, it's hours and hours of driving to go nowhere. So I was like, no.
No way.
We visited Salt Lake City, and then we went... we drove all the way to Los Angeles, believe it or not, from Salt Lake City. Yeah.
How many hours?
Oh, I don't know. It was a whole day, maybe more.
Oh. Well, I'm curious with the Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah.
I want to see the portal.
It's one of the mysterious places in the United States. Is there a Skinwalker Ranch in Canada? Would there be an equivalent? Let's look.
Oh, my goodness. Is it? They have the same?
I don't know.
Phenomenal? Is it the same phenomenal that's happening over the year, over in Canada? Probably it's a portal between the United States and Canada.
Let's see what it says. Is there a place? Are there places like Skinwalker Ranch in Canada? Let's see if... Belle Island in Newfoundland is often referred to as a place with supernatural occurrences and is considered one of the most haunted locations in North America, similar to Skinwalker Ranch. It is known for its ghost stories and legends involving strange creatures and unexplained phenomena. So there you go, Belle Island in Newfoundland.
Belle Island. So they are the portal interconnected.
Maybe. Well, that may be another topic for us to explore in the future.
Certainly.
Is Belle Island.
Portal to portal, and then they have the same frequency.
Yeah, there you go. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows yet?
probably if we have the same frequency with them, we can see them what they are doing. But so happened that
if we could figure it out, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not enough yet.
We are not smart, yeah. That's too sad. Why we are not smart?
I don't know.
That's so sad. Why? If we can figure it out to level the frequency to our frequency, we can see what's happening all around us.
Maybe. But that's
I think you will be a god if like that, right?
Yeah. Skinwalker Ranch. Everybody should watch the show on History Channel when it comes back.
They have season, eh?
Yeah, they have a new season coming soon, I think.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I want to watch that. Mm-hmm. But I don't have time, Mr. Bob. That's the only problem. I don't have time, but I'm interested to go there. And, I want to experience what's happening over there. Right. Who knows? I can see a giant monster.
Monsters, yes. Monsters and aliens.
Monsters and aliens. Okay, so hoping that sooner or later we can discover this frequency and we can emerge for those portals.
There you go. Yeah, maybe we can utilize it, right? That would be great. Yeah, we can hop around the world real quick.
Mm-hmm. Very fast.
That would be fun.
That'd be awesome. But I think there's a pros and cons of that.
There is, don't you think?
Probably you will have a cancer after 1 year.
It could be, Radiation may be a problem.
Radiation. You need to explore those things. It's just like, okay, I want to participate. But you will give me $3 billion. $3 billion. Because I'm the experiment.
There you go. That's how you're going to make your money.
Yes. We can give more to others.
There you go.
Yes. So, Mr. Bob, would you like to plug in something before we go?
You can catch us here at the 101's Comedy, Movies, Trivia, and Conspiracy.
Or conspiracy.
Either one. Yes. No pressure.
Conspiracy theories. Yes. And people, we're live also on Live 365. You can listen to us. Yeah, we're expanding. And Radio Talks. Wherever you listen on internet, we are available. If you don't like us on live, on podcast, well, on radio. Soon on cable. Why not?
Everywhere.
So, Mr. Bob, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Daniel. Everybody, take care. Stay safe and don't jump into any strange portals.
Yes. I like that, Mr. Bob. I want to experiment. I want to go to another dimension of the universe, like Thanos. Can you imagine? More to come, people. See you soon.